This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're very lucky, Anna Murphy, because it's one of our favourite TV shows and one of our favourite people on it, Mr. Darren Palmer. Good afternoon.
Hi. There's a lot of one-offs there. Why did you say my favourite show?
Do you know what? I don't think he said which show, Darren. It's The Block, of course, we've been talking about.
Well, hello. One show with one man, Darren Palmer, The Block. Hey, listen, what an incredible series it's been.
Yeah, it's an ensemble cast. There's a lot of us involved. I don't feel overlooked. Don't worry, I'm not that fragile.
Darren, can I just say, last night you used that, like, I've seen you excited before, but when you used the WTF.
Fantastic.
That was priceless. I was like, he's really excited about this kitchen.
Yeah. Look, in everyday life, I probably am a little bit more expressive in my language, let's say. So I do have to tone it down for the television, and that's as good as it got.
You obviously love the show, but are you thinking that this is one of the best series so far, or do you have to say that?
legitimately, every single season we say, there's no way they're going to top this next year. There's no way. And then every time we rock up to a new building, we're like, okay, there you go. They did it.
They've done it again.
You know, they did do it with this season, and I know full well already that they're going to do it with next season.
Yeah, wow. Look, I mean, obviously it's your industry. I went and had a look at it, was lucky enough to go and have a look through, and I don't know how you guys judge because they were all amazing apartments. So we've really enjoyed it. But you're not here to talk about The Block today, are you?
I'm here to talk about whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
You're a man of many talents, aren't you? Because you're now doing this thing with the Design Institute. Is that right?
Yeah. So I've got an online education video platform, really. So it's 2 hours of HD content. And basically it's all of the online education course that the Interior Design Institute offers is seen through my eyes and my experience. So I talk about all the different things, all the different modules, but within my experience for my whole career.
Did I read that there's about 50,000 people who have jumped online to do this?
There's 50,000 people that have done the course worldwide.
Wow.
Six. And we launched the video component that's all me. I think it was the beginning of October.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's incredible.
This October, so a couple of weeks.
Yeah, sorry, beginning of September.
Oh, okay. Month. Right. So
I lose track.
No, that's okay. Do you think that a lot of these people that are going to jump on are going to be future Block contestants? Do you think everyone's trying to get
it? I think it'd be very, very wise.
Yeah, very wise.
It should be a prerequisite. I have dropped that hint on the Today Show the other day. I was like, it might be a good idea thinking about going on The Block, just dropping a line and paying the money.
Listen, can I just tell you a little secret, Darren? You're actually talking to someone who may be on the show. Not me. Oh, my darling sister's gone.
We've auditioned.
She's auditioned for it, so you never know. You guys could be best friends by the end of the next series.
Well, I'd hope so.
Or not. They do tend to either love or hate it.
Yeah. The pressure looks... Is there anything other than your course, is there anything that people out there could do to prepare for that experience?
Yeah, there is. There really is. You could have a baby. That'd be really similar. Because you basically don't sleep and you're stressed out about not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, right. Given the time frames, that's not possible.
No. Look, I wouldn't recommend, pets aren't for Christmas. Kids aren't just for The Block. You do really need to commit to those.
Yes,
more important things.
Well, I've got a puppy, but that's not really the same thing, is it?
Not quite the same, no. Try it. Look, once a week, don't sleep.
At all?
Yeah, don't sleep at all for like 48 hours.
Okay, I'm 45 now, but that's reminding me of my 20s.
Yeah. But that's reality on The Block. You get about a week into it and go, they weren't lying.
No. Like, amazing.
You know the thing that everybody says that does The Block, every single contestant that does it says the same thing. And they all say, I just actually didn't think it was this hard. Like, it looks hard on the TV,
yeah.
But I thought it probably was easier than it looked, and it's actually harder than it looked.
Which is really surprising, wow. Because if you really look at it, Darren, the option and the chance to win, you know, maybe $500,000 on a property is not going to come easy.
That should be self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Really?
However, three months of your life,
yeah,
where you can just work as hard as you've ever worked in an environment that's you know, essentially extremely supportive, and nobody within that environment wants anybody to fail. We all want them to succeed. Everybody's there to support them. So you're basically in this environment that's built for you to succeed and to do your best and just work as hard as you can for 3 months and then do whatever you need to do to recover afterwards.
Do you sort of look at some of them who are, you know, like in the last 2 weeks, they had to do someone else's apartment. And do you sort of look off, when you're off camera going, wow, how the hell are they going to get this all done in 2 weeks? Like, it's pretty remarkable.
We saw the lights turn off in a few of them, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think we did.
Yeah, okay.
I think Bianca and Carla's eyes just sort of dulled over there.
It was 2 weeks too many.
I think they were about a week and a half too many, and they were just like, I'm done.
Yeah, that was quite apparent last night, actually, watching that show. It was quite apparent.
Yeah.
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 But anyway, someone's going to win it, so they can't be too unhappy with it.
No, and look, it's a cracking apartment. You actually have a look at it from front to back. And it's like you said, anybody walking through any of these apartments that is comparing it to everyday real estate, they're amazing. They're phenomenal. Our job is not easy. We have to actually pick them to pieces so that we can find things that we can differentiate them against each other with.
Can I ask, last night there was Bianca and her partner, Carla, who got pretty much slammed for the lounge room.
Is that what we were just talking about?
Welcome.
Welcome. I was just thinking about that going, wow.
I'm really glad you're keeping up.
No, but when I was just thinking about that and I thought to myself, well, I was actually, you know what, it was hard to hear that your apartment lounge room for them on their last 2 weeks was discussed as probably the worst room that they'd done.
I'd rather be in Courtney and Han's position where they've just improved every week. Now, Darren, while we've got you, I'd also like to talk to you about your new partnership with GJ Gardner Homes.
Yeah, I've been busy this year.
You haven't you? You just don't rest ever, do you? So it's called. It's a series of six house interiors and facades that called Tailored. Is that correct?
That's right. It's Tailored Home Collection with GJ Gardner Homes, and I have designed these six houses. They're six different styles.
Yeah.
And there's Hamptons Beach, Urban Hotel Luxe, there's Australian Contemporary, and there's one more that I really need to think of right now is Japandi. And so there's six different styles. They're applicable to all the GJ different houses, so you can mix and match them as you like. But we've picked facades that match the interiors. And they're available across Australia. So basically, I can't, you know, everybody's house. I love to be able to transform Australia one house at a time.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm giving people the option to just tick a box and have a house that I've designed for them.
Oh, how are you very proud? Like, I mean, how long did this take to come to fruition? And are you just like a proud father?
Yeah, it's been 2 years in the making, and we literally created it all within weeks.
How long? Sorry, that just broke up. 6 weeks?
Weeks. I designed six houses in 2.5 days.
So, oh, my God.
We don't really need to give too much sympathy to the block contestants because they work really hard, because they're not the only ones.
Because you do it too, yes.
Darren, can I just say, we're going to have to wind things up, but thank you for talking to us. Can I just say, when are you going to do your own show where we get an hour of just Darren Palmer? Because we get like 5 minutes of critiquing and whatever at the end of the show, but the whole of the gay community would like to see more of you, quite frankly.
Why don't you start a petition?
We will.
And then we'll get it under the noses of the people that need to see it.
Change.org. That's great for Darren Palmer.
I'll do it topless if you like.
Oh, yeah. Done.
Look, the boys are in.
They're in.
Everyone's in. I'm in too, but it doesn't matter.
my husband may have other things to say about that.
Surely not.
It's about sharing. Sharing is caring, Darren. Darren Palmer, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
And good luck with the rest of the series.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Darren.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.